Last July, a Grand Aviation plane crashed on the Bethel runway and burst into flames. Luckily, none of the five passengers or the pilot were seriously injured. It was a clear day with little to no wind, according to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. The report says that the pilot, who was coming in from Newtok, asked to land on a certain runway because of how many planes were landing and was performing a go-around maneuver when the traffic controller interrupted him and urgently told him to, quote, turn left immediately. As the pilot obeyed, he says the plane suddenly stalled, rolled right, and then crashed. The report says the pilot saw the flames and evacuated the five passengers before the fire grew out of control. The NTSB is still investigating. Fast forward 6 months later, Grant Aviation filed a suit against Serco Incorporated, a Virginia-based company that operates the air traffic controller positions in Bethel. The complaint says Serco failed to properly train its employees to manage the amount of airplane traffic that was coming in. Specifically, the complaint points to the air traffic controller's abrupt command as proof of that negligence. Anchorage law firm Richmond & Quinn is representing Grant and did not return emails or phone calls for the story. Serco declined to comment. Meanwhile, something hit the prop of another Grant Aviation plane during takeoff in Hooper Bay on February 4th. 2 days later, a Ute commuter service plane crashed several miles from Tuntutuliak, killing everyone on board. The NTSB released a report last week revealing that Alaska has twice as many aviation accidents as the rest of the country and urged federal regulators to work with the state to improve safety. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.